Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and while today's New York Post headline calls City Council Speaker Christine Quinn Judas for wanting to create that oversight position for the NYPD, the Daily News went with gutless cowards to describe Congress in their cover story about gun control legislation, editorializing just a little bit on the front page of a tabloid. I'm shocked. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has announced that a gun control bill will not include a ban on assault weapons, but that may clear the way for other measures like universal background checks to become law. Joining me now with a gun control update is New York Times reporter Jennifer Steinhauer, who has been following the gun control legislative options very carefully as they make their way through the Senate. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So the removal of the assault weapons ban was the big news this week on gun control. What was it exactly? Was it a straight renewal of the old ban that expired in 2004?
Yes, well, I would like to just talk about the procedure a little bit here because it is relevant to what's happened. There are two ways of looking at what happened with that assault weapons ban renewal. First of all, there were some changes made to that original ban in terms of describing some of the features on the weapons, which weapons would be excluded, which would be included. And Harry Reid, the majority leader, decided not to include that ban renewal in what's going to be the base bill, the main gun safety legislation that comes to the floor after the Easter recess. However, he has offered Senator Feinstein to bring that to as a standalone measure, as an amendment to the floor. It will probably almost inevitably fail there. But one way of looking at this is the fact that this is going to have a vote of a sort in the United States Senate for the first time in any real way since 2004 when the original ban expired. So there will be a vote. Members will be forced to weigh in and give their opinion of this legislation, and that's going to make some of them uncomfortable, but it will not be part of the base bill. And the reason that Senator Reid did that is because he wants to try to construct some sort of gun safety bill that can get a bipartisan consensus, get the 60 votes needed to pass the filibuster threshold, and actually receive a vote. And the components of that that they are weighing but tend to think are most likely would be a measure that passed the Judiciary Committee that would make it higher penalties for straw purchasing, that's purchasing guns illegally for others who cannot pass a background check, and trying to enhance the background check system so that it is extended to private sales, which now are largely exempt, and to press states with carrots and sticks penalties to try to get them to update their system so that they are basically speaking with the federal government in order to weed out people who shouldn't be allowed to buy guns.
In New York, people tend to think that that straw purchasing provision is very important because so many of the illegal handguns here in the city come from out of state with weaker state gun laws than New York has. But all that the federal law would do, as I understand it, is make this already illegal practice of straw purchases for people who couldn't pass background checks a felony and increase penalties for those who break that law at the federal level. Although, again, it's already against the law at the federal level. So do people really think this will make a difference?
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring up New York because that law, that bill was written in consultation with law enforcement officials from New York. Kirsten Gillibrand, senator there, actually worked on that measure. And they seem to feel that having a felony statute would, in fact, increase their ability to stem some of these illegal transfers. But the point is, as you are alluding to, is that that kind of straw purchasing enhancement really only works if you also enhance the background check system.
Right. So let's get to the background check system, which, again, to cite the New York mayor, who is, of course, head of Mayors Against Illegal Guns, he told you that this is at the center of their agenda. So what's the status of the universal background checks provision in Congress?
Well, it's very interesting because if you talk to lawmakers in both parties, everyone agrees that there needs to be something in place to prevent the mentally ill and obviously people with a criminal background to purchase and to have available to obtain guns. The disagreement, as usual, in Congress is over the path. Now, there is a pretty much a broad bipartisan agreement that they could extend background checks to private sales, which many studies, there's a dearth of great information on this, but people basically estimate that's about 40% of sales. Interfamily transfers would be excluded from this. What Chuck Schumer, senator from New York, really wanted was a Republican with a strong NRA rating to get on board with this, to really give that bill bipartisan sheen, and they were almost there, and they got caught up in a disagreement over record keeping. When you buy a gun in a gun store, there's a record kept of that sale. And of course, to extend universal background checks, you would need to have that same type of record keeping to make those background checks relevant for law enforcement to be able to trace guns should they be used in a crime. And the Republicans, Tom Coburn particularly, from Oklahoma, who he was negotiating with, got stuck on this because they feel it's some type of precursor to a national gun registry, which has been sort of the boogeyman, if you will, that's been presented by the National Rifle Association and other pro-gun groups as something that gun owners ought to fear and worry about.
And just a correction, I said Mayor Bloomberg had said to you that that's the center of their agenda. The universal background checks was really the director of his group. The director, not the mayor himself. Just one other thing before you go. On the politics of Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid on this, who does have a record of endorsement by the NRA, I believe he is from out west. And when it came to gun control measures making their way through the Senate, he's got a big role to play, and yet people have said he's been on the sidelines and largely silent. Did he have any role in killing this?
Well, you know, he's really let the Judiciary Committee do their work, and that is the appropriate and proper way for Congress to work, and then he has to, at the end of the day, decide what to bring to the floor. And I think you have to, again, I would say, allowing a vote on the assault weapons ban, even though it's not part of the space bill, is not insignificant. And the fact that he took it out of there by arguing that he wants something that can pass is also telling. I think what's going to be really interesting is to watch how Harry Reid votes. I think, I bet you there may be some surprises. It's hard for me to imagine him voting for an assault weapons ban, but I would be very curious, and I would keep my eyes on what he does.
And Joe Biden, the vice president, is in town today on this issue. He's at City Hall with families from Newtown, speaking with Mayor Bloomberg about federal gun control measures. What's Biden's role?
That's interesting. I mean, Biden has been sort of the point man in the White House to promote this, to work with groups, to get input both from the gun rights and the gun control folks to help shape legislation. The president had his agenda. It very much mirrored what happened in the Senate Judiciary Committee. They're obviously not going to get every piece of that. We'll have to see how much of it they get. But it'll also be interesting to see how much now Vice President Biden wants to expend the political capital from the White House to go out and promote these ideas and to press lawmakers, particularly Democrats from red states who are on the fence a lot of these measures, how much they want to lean on them to pass bills that are ostensibly part of the president's gun agenda.
Jennifer Steinhauer, following the gun control debate in Congress for the New York Times. Thanks for giving us some time.
Okay, thank you very much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Up next, Ask a Bioethicist, our weekly series for the month of March. This week, about personal neuroenhancements, like when is it ethical to chemically or even surgically alter our brains for high performance? Stay with us.